take it back. Just go wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome on into Friday, March 22nd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Got a great show lined up for you. Lots of information, breaking announcements, all kinds of things happening today's show. Greatly appreciate everybody that's going to be participating. History lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. And I do want to mention this segment brought to you by the upcoming class. The Grand Traverse County Republican Party is hosting us on Saturday, April 13th. Doors will open at 9:30 on the corner of South Airport in Garfield. Robert's Rules of Order, Crash Course, and the Michigan State Constitution. This will be the last class taught in northern Michigan before the August 6th primaries. Once we know who our candidates are going to be, we're going to be doing a special kind of probably down, I'm going to think, possibly Cadillac, Maswaukee County, somewhere down that way, after we know who the candidates are going to be for November. We're going to make sure everybody is trained in Robert's Rules of Order and understands how to run a meeting. That way, when they go to Lansing or they go into their county buildings, they're going to be prepared to hold the chairman accountable for the way the meetings are run. Make sure that procedures are followed properly. Make sure that they have new bylaws. And then get down to work. Because January 1st, when everybody gets sworn in across the state, some commissioners are actually sworn in earlier. They're going to hit the ground running because we're educating people. So text me, class TC. If you go to the website, acconservatives.org, you have to scroll down to the second post because the top post is 2 weeks later, April 27th, in Flint, Michigan. The Genesee County Conservative Union is hosting us at the Flint Public Library on April 27th. If you'd prefer to go to the Flint class, text me, class Flint. And I'll send you the link directly to signing up for that. Price difference, Traverse City is $59, Flint is $49. Why? Because the Republican Party is going to have to rent tables and chairs for their large headquarters that they've leased. Flint Public Library, we're using their tables and chairs. We don't have to pay $10 a person. And then, of course, we are back. We are shipping out cards this afternoon at the post office. We already have six orders to be filled. When we get off the air today, I'm going to sit down, package them up, write them out, and ship them out to you guys. So I appreciate Randy Walker and all the other folks that have made the donations of $21 on the website, acconservatives.org. We will get those 100 cards shipped out to you today. You should get them probably Monday or Tuesday. Got a great show lined up for you. Lots of breaking information. Dr. Sherry O'Donnell is going to be turning in her nominating signatures next week down in Lansing. She also has a big fundraising event that she wants to talk about, medical freedom. Some very well-known doctors that stood up to the China virus, stood up to the vaccines. Well, they've come to Michigan this weekend to do a fundraiser for her. So we're going to be talking about that. We've got Todd Smallenberg coming on. We got Tim Roberts, history lesson in the second hour with Pastor Chatfield. This is kind of just a laid-back Friday. Get a fresh cup of coffee kind of thing. Enjoy the beautiful powdered white snow out there. And let's cuddle in for the next 2 hours and 48 minutes. I'm Chuck and Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Your power could go out at any moment. Never find yourself in the dark again. Hey everyone, it's Rich Foley. I've been helping families across Michigan for years. I've teamed up with Generac, the leader of electric generators. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. I'll come out and do a free home inspection. Call or text me at 989-306-3656. We will keep you safe and comfortable for years to come. Have a blessed day.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Free spring inspection for your vehicle. Bring your vehicle to Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell and Petoskey. Get a free inspection of your wiper blades, tires and wheels, a battery test, brake pads and rotors. Call to schedule an appointment at 231-347-1001. Make sure your vehicle is ready for summer. It's coming. Again, call Royal Tire at 231-347-1001.
Montana Black Angus beef raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taking the Eagles for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one on this TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. So excited to be back home. Slept in my own bed last night. Man, I love that Pillow Top Stearns & Foster best mattress ever. Oh, man, it felt so good to be in my own bed. Didn't keep waking up in the middle of the night going, where am I? Where am I? A little programming note I wanted to make sure you're aware of. On Sunday mornings from 7:30 to 8, we are carrying a show from Alabama. Rick Hughes, The Flatline. 10 biblical principles to live your life by. You're used to getting up at 7:30 in the morning anyway to get ready to go to work. 7, 6:30, whatever. 7:30 to 8. You can listen to that show. He has a ton of resources available for you. All you have to do is send him a letter. He's an old-fashioned snail mail kind of guy. You send him a letter to Alabama. He will send you back a Patriot package that will blow you away. But you got to listen to the show Sunday mornings, 7:30 to 8, to get the address to mail Rick Hughes, The Flatline. Great Christian patriot. Love him to death. Love his show. Check it out. Sunday mornings, 7:30 to 8. Then we go back to the music until 11. And then as a public service, we bring you church services from Northern Michigan Baptist Bible Church in Burt Lake with Pastor Chetfield. Every second hour on Fridays from 10 to 11, he does a history lesson with us. He's got a great one lined up for us today. The lesson plan's been looked at, studied. He's prepared to deliver it. Six principles of our U.S. Constitution. Six principles. Wonder what that's all about. Well, we'll find out. 10 to 11 today. Show repeats every 3 hours on the TuneIn app and the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, on the stream player. Or you can simply click on the podcast and listen on demand. Anytime you want, just go to yourdefendingfathers.com, click on podcast. Every half hour is stored there. You can click on them and enjoy. Greatly appreciate it. Today's a big day, folks. Today is a big day. The plan of 2024 goes into full effect. 10:30 this morning, Miss Vicky is going over to Antrim County's main municipal building in Bel Air. She's going to walk into the clerk's office, and she's going to ask for a candidate package. Affidavit of identity, couple sheets for nominating petition signatures, information about setting up her election campaign committee, and Miss Vicky is filing to run for clerk for the entire county of Antrim. She will be one of 83 county clerks. She will very easily defeat the three Democrats that have already filed in our county. They've already filed as Republicans. Well, Miss Vicky is a true conservative, actually libertarian. Sometimes she hates the Republican Party more than she hates the Democrats. I'm in that situation all the time, but she can work with people. See, unlike me, I can't work with anybody. I would absolutely go nuclear in a county commissioner's meeting. Many people say that's exactly why I should run for office, because I don't tolerate the crap and I don't put up with anything that's unconstitutional, raises fines, fees, taxes, or something that the private sector should be doing. I'm a no. And I will actually attack my fellow elected officials for even bringing the stupid idea up. But you see, Vicky doesn't work that way. She's got people skills. Back in the day when she was the administrator for a home health care agency, she ran 147 nurses. Do you know the ego of nurses? Do you have any idea how the God complex wears off on them after being around doctors all day, working with doctors, assisting doctors? You can't tell a nurse anything. They believe they walk on water. Well, she had the people skills to manage 147 of them for many, many years. Her background, business background, is accounting and numbers. You give her an HP 12C financial calculator and an Excel spreadsheet and get out of her way. And the other thing she loves to do, she loves to read. You give her a manual, she'll sit down and read it cover to cover and have it memorized. When she was the board of canvasser here in Antrim County, she was actually correcting Cheryl Guy, the clerk, who's retiring, because she wasn't doing it right. No, according to the policy manual, this is the way it needs to be done. Oh, well, we've never done it that way. Well, guess what? If you want me to certify the election, we're going to do it this way. You don't mess with Miss Vicky. And you three Democrats who have filed to run as Republicans, we are going to expose you. How do I know this? Because I'm her campaign manager. We're going to fix elections in Antrim County. Her campaign slogan, restoring election integrity in Antrim County. She's going to delete the qualified voter files the day she's sworn into office. When she gets sworn in, she's having a meeting with all the township, city, and village clerks in Antrim County. It's going to be done by Zoom, actually Cloud Hub. She's going to send them an email, say, click on this link, type in your name. The meeting's going to be at 2 o'clock on Monday afternoon after she's sworn in, and they are going to be told, delete everything out of your computer. Throw your current qualified voter files in the trash. And you know those little lists you have where people have said, I want my absentee ballot mailed to me for every election. Throw those lists away. Everybody in 2025 will be required to re-register in Antrim County. Bring in your birth certificate or your naturalization papers proving that you're a citizen. Bring in your driver's license and bring in an electric bill. Then you can prove residency in our county and she will allow you to be registered to vote in 2026. Now, I got a very, very simple question for you. My wife is 77 years old, even though because of on Missy's program, she feels like she's 50 now. She's dropped 50 pounds. She's got another 40 to go. She's working on it. Her energy is up. Her resume is undisputed. Actually, she's overqualified to be a county clerk. Personally, I think she'd make a great governor. But she doesn't want to do that job. All I got her to do is agree to clean up Antrim County's election problems, stop being number one at all these corrupt activities going on in the state of Michigan. 9 days of early voting. Yep, Antrim County, highest turnout of any county in the entire state. Why? The New York Slimes reporter called me. Would you like to make a comment? Yeah, I'll make a comment. You're asking me. You're not asking Vicky, right? Yeah, I'm asking you. Well, Trucker Randy says this. Cheryl Guy's incompetent. She's a Democrat, ran as a Republican all these years, unopposed, never challenged. Well, she's retiring. She can't handle the heat of another presidential election. So she's going to do this last one. Actually, Connie Wing, her assistant clerk's going to run it. And then she's riding off in the sunset with her golden parachute. Goodbye, goodbye, good riddance, see ya. Vicky's coming in and cleaning house. She's going to go through the human resources manual. She's going to go through and look at job descriptions, and she is going to vet the staff that's there in the clerk's office. She's going to give assignments out to new responsibilities. And one person's going to be in charge of re-registering the entire county of Antrim. I can guarantee you she's cleaning out the qualified voter files. dead people and people who no longer live in Antrim County will not be registered to vote after Vicky is sworn in. You want to vote in 2026, midterm elections for governor? You need to register in 2025. You got the whole year to do it. If any little local municipality wants to do a millage in May of 25, well, you better hurry up and register your voters because you don't have any voters registered to vote in a May election. You got 4 months to get people registered. You can actually register the day of the May millage because of promote the vote, same day voter registration. Besides, you're going to bring in your driver's license anyway. Just grab your electric bill and your birth certificate. Oh, I don't have my birth certificate. I got to get it. No problem. We'll hold your ballot. We have 9 days of early voting. We'll hold your ballot over here in this pile until you bring your birth certificate in. I suggest you get online, contact the county clerk of the county where you were born, pay the 10, 20 bucks, whatever it is, and get a certified copy of your birth certificate. If you don't already have one, you need one. Because in Antrim County, you're not going to get registered unless you have one proving citizenship or naturalization papers. She's going to make headlines, you bet, because we're going to fix our county. Now, if Vicky can come out of retirement at 77, can you run for county commissioner? Why not? Well, I'm busy. You think Vicky's not busy? She owns a radio station. She has FCC reports to file. She's got all kinds of things and responsibilities of billings, all the things that go on to keep this station on the air. You don't think she's busy? And besides that, she's got to put up with me 24 hours a day. The woman is a saint. Well, guess what? She's running to be a county clerk, one of 83. Why don't you or your wife run for county clerk in your county? Why don't you run for county commissioner? We need county commissioner candidates in Mackinac County. Contact Roxanne Dufort. If you are in Mackinac County and you want Roxanne Dufort's phone number, text me Roxanne, R-O-X-A-N-N-E. If you're in Sheboygan, you need to talk to Rick Selva. We're replacing all the county commissioners in Sheboygan County. If you're currently a county commissioner, you're going to lose your August primary. Your days are over running Sheboygan County. You want a new clerk in Sheboygan County? Somebody needs to primary challenge the current clerk. We're still needing two other candidates in Presque Isle County. We need three candidates in Antrim County. We're getting a new sheriff in Antrim County. Sheboygan's getting a new sheriff. Mackinac needs a new county sheriff. The battle plan is on, folks, and it starts today. Vicky is stepping up and running for county clerk of Antrim County. We are not going to let Democrats run as Republicans and run our elections in Antrim County. Are you out of your mind? Not going to happen. And if Vicky can do it, so can you. Well, somebody else who stepped up, Todd Smallenberg, is coming on in the next segment. We'll be right back.